Will you look with me just for a moment? I'd like to focus most of our time tonight on prayer. But in the meantime, I do want to share a verse. I believe the Holy Spirit has just put on my heart just for tonight. And it's a verse that you may be familiar with, but it's found beginning in verse 6. I'll just read verse 6. It says here in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, Paul is writing to young Timothy, a pastor in Ephesus, and he says this, verse 6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know, just here in these next few moments, church, I just want to encourage you and bring out the thought that I believe Paul was seeking to communicate to young Timothy, and that is this. Feed the fire. Feed the flame that God has put in you. And I believe that we all need that. And just like we're going to see here in just a few moments, I'm just going to take a little bit of time, so I'm not going to be able to expound as much as I would like. But I do hope that we'll get the gist of what Paul is wanting to encourage this young man with. Would you pray with me? Father, it is a joy to read the Word of God tonight. Thank you that we have it in our language. I thank you that we have every word of it. I thank you that, Lord, we can embrace it tonight with 100% confidence that it's from you completely, that it's perfect, it's living, it's infallible, it's inerrant. Oh, God, it's breathed from you. And I just pray tonight that, Lord, the message that Paul gave to Timothy would be an encouragement to us as we look at the various seasons of life that you have us in. Lord, even going to VBS in the next few days, help us to be stirred, Lord. Help us to be focused and fervent. Help us to be filled with the Spirit of God and to be faithful. Thank you again for this Wednesday night group that's gathered together. May your blessings be upon their lives. I do pray sincerely, Lord Jesus, in your name, amen. You know, I love building fires. Some of you here like to do that too. We'll do it sometimes behind the house. Sometimes in the wintertime, we've got a small fireplace inside. But it's just Thomas has kind of taken a liking to it as well. So trying to teach him to build a good fire, and this past winter he did build a couple by himself. Of course, the adults were home, okay, so we didn't leave it to him just to do it himself. But you know, one of the things I teach him, buddy, I was like, look, a good fire is always going to need a good poking. You got to get in there. You get a good bed of coals and you get that fire going. It can be a good fire, a good one. But I said, you'll watch it. It'll start dying down a little bit. And I said, what you got to do, buddy, is you take your poker over there and just shift around a little bit. You may have to move some logs around, especially when you go to put on another one. Just shift them around and you'll see it. You may have to play with it a little bit, but you get it to where you start seeing it catch. And then you can sit back and enjoy it for another 15 minutes or 20 minutes or so before you got to go back over there and hit it again. You know, I think upon the fact that each one of us has been given the Holy Spirit, number one, that know Jesus. Each one of us. But also, I'm reminded that with the Holy Spirit comes gifts from the Holy Spirit that He has given us as He wills. He has blessed us with those gifts. And they're all different in many ways. Each one here tonight has a different gift. Some may have the same, but nevertheless, we are providentially designed to fulfill God's will with the gifts that He has given us. But here's the thing that I understand from this passage and also in the letter before. This is the second letter he wrote Timothy. Now, there are some very obvious things that we find out about this letter. when he wrote this letter here, this 2 Timothy, we know that a couple things just from the context. Number one, Paul was very close to death. You know, you see that my time is now to be offered. My course is, I have finished my course. I have fought the good fight. I have been faithful. He's signing off, if you will. Okay? So it is the last letter that he would write. But also some things we understand about 2 Timothy is that it is obvious, and I don't think we're reading into this, it's obvious that young Timothy had gotten discouraged. There are multiple reasons that could be. There are various opinions on that, but I believe there's good evidence and reason to believe that one of those was the area he was in. You remember, Paul had left him in charge of the church in Ephesus. Very wicked city. Nothing. We've never seen anything compared to it. You may think you have, but it was the pagan temple Diana. I don't need to go into many details, but it was a temple that was dedicated to prostitution. And that was the main attraction to the city. Hundreds. And everyone knew that. And so the immorality and not only that, but the worship of idols, it was rampant. And Timothy here had young believers. He would no doubt deal with some division. He would no doubt deal with training leaders and had all these things on him. And as a young man, it appears from the language that Paul uses throughout, especially 2 Timothy. I've counted at least close to a dozen times where he uses language that implies this brother was discouraged. Some also think that because of Timothy's personality, perhaps he was a little bit more reserved in his personality. Perhaps he wasn't as bold as Paul in some ways. Maybe not as confident. Another reason is because this is obvious in the text, he was perhaps intimidated because of his age. He was probably younger than most of the leaders in that church. And so therefore, you have a lot of these things that are working against Timothy, and Paul is writing this letter saying, listen, Timothy, he says, I'm writing to you to put these things in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God. And he is going to give some specific things on how to do that, but it's interesting because in the first letter to Timothy, he wrote, neglect not the gift of God, which is in thee. Now you may ask, well, what is the gift? Well, there are a couple different views on that. I believe the gift is speaking of the gift of the ministry, pastor teacher specifically for Timothy. We understand that in Ephesians. That is the gift that he had been given by the Holy Spirit, but it had been confirmed by the church, by the laying on of hands. Because we find that back in 1 Timothy chapter 4. In fact, why don't you just flip back there? It's only probably one page or two pages. Notice 1 Timothy chapter 4. Of course, in verse 12, he says, let no man despise thy youth, but he goes on to tell him how to be an example to the believers in your word and conversation and charity and spirit and faith and purity. And 13, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Now notice verse 14. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Now that is speaking of the bishops, the elders that were there that put their hands on him and them giving their confirmation that yes, the Holy Spirit's indeed has touched this man, has given him the gift, and it was confirmed through their testimony. And I always believe that that is the way God has designed it. The Holy Spirit does the calling, okay? Man doesn't call man. Only God can call man. The Holy Spirit does the calling, but then God has ordained the church to do the confirming, the supporting, the there to be a testimony. And that's what the church does. They say, yes, God's hands on this man. God's hands on this couple. Let's get behind them. He's called them. Let's support them. Let's pray for them. And Paul is writing to him, remember, God has called you, Timothy. And unless you get discouraged and forget, the Lord is with you. Now, feeding the fire, we notice here back in our text, notice with me just a couple faults here, back to 2 Timothy chapter 1. He says, first of all, stir this up. Well, along with this calling, and this goes for every one of us, because remember, although Timothy had a different gift than perhaps you have, remember this. The gift that you have is to be used for the glory of God. Now, there's different gifts in the Bible. I could go through them tonight, but we don't have time. Maybe we'll do a study through the gifts. But there's the gift of mercy. There's the gift of giving. There's the gift of administration. There's so different various gifts that God gives. But here's the thing that the Lord wants us to understand. Whatever He has given us, notice verse 7, it is not to be used in the spirit of fear. It is not to be in us in vain, because we know that God has given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. That word sound mind carries the idea of self-control, temperance. And I believe that what Paul is encouraging Brother Timothy here is that, look, God has blessed you, brother. Do not get down because of the opposition, because of the obstacles, because of the adversaries, because perhaps some failure, because of perhaps your weakness. You could go through the line. Do not get down, because that's not of God. Don't quit on me, Timothy. Don't quit. That's the message. And we could go through, you see in verse 7, we just read that, then you see verse 8. He says, don't be ashamed. Notice he says, be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, His prisoner. But notice what he says, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. It appears, now listen, I'm not being hard on Timothy tonight, because every one of us easily fall into this. We get slack. And we kind of take a back row seat to Christian living, to gospel living, to where we are out in the front with the gospel being a light for God. We kind of get behind the scenes and we just kind of fade in the background, just kind of exist as believers. And Paul said, no, 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 no. Your gift is to be used. You are to be going out in faith and letting the Lord use you. Don't be ashamed of me, because a lot of people hated Paul. In fact, if you read through this letter, Paul will list some names that didn't like Timothy, and they didn't like Paul. They talked bad about him. And you can imagine, here's this young preacher, young pastor, and these older preachers who are in that area, and they start attacking this young man, start isolating him. And Paul's like, he's writing, he said, don't let them get to you. Don't let them get to you. You know what God's called you to do. We were there. You know what the gift is that's been put in you. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. Share in the afflictions. Let them talk what they're going to do. Let them talk bad. You are going to press forward. Not only that, but if you notice in verse 14, he says, that good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. What is that good thing? That good thing is the gifts that He has been given for the work of God and the glory of God. Notice chapter 2, verse 8. He says, remember that Jesus That's something that we all need to remind ourselves every day. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. He's like, Timothy, don't be discouraged. Get your eyes back on Jesus. He's the one that died and rose again. Notice chapter 2, verse 15. He gives him the encouragement, hey, study to show thyself approved unto God. Don't get lazy on me, Timothy. Don't get slack. Be a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We have a tendency to get lazy, don't we? Timothy's not the only one. We just get slack in our Bible reading and our studying of the word of God. It happens. And what needs to happen, brethren, is we need to go poke that fire that's in there. And say, God, bring a stirring about in my life. I need it. I want it. Find ways to let it be stirred. We do have to be proactive. And then notice in not only verse 15, but look over at chapter 3 and verse 14. Again, he's picking this brother up. After he just told him, if you notice from verse 1 all the way down to verse 13, it is all basically bad news of the culture there, the climate, the ungodliness, the perverseness, the wickedness, the depravity of mankind, the heart of the human, and it's all its rebellion. Paul just really just describes it here in those 13 verses. And then notice what he tells Timothy in verse 14. What are the first two words? Can you say it out loud? Verse 14. But what? Continue. He says, all these things are going to be present, Timothy. I know it. I've been serving as a child of God, as a servant of God. He says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Notice with me over chapter 4, verse 2. He says, he gives him a charge. Again, this is the end of Paul's life, and he's given that final encouragement, that final admonition and exhortation to this dear son in the faith, Timothy. And he says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Verse 2, preach the word. Preach the word, Timothy. Don't hold back. Don't water down the message. Just preach the word. That's what God's called us to do. As pastors, as teachers, even as Christians. He says, be instant in season. That's when all things seem to be going well. Everybody seems to be on your side. But he says also out of season. People don't like you. People are criticizing you. People are looking down on you. People are against you. Things are against you. He says, even in out of season, preach the word. And then that he says, reprove and rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. You see, he's saying, Timothy, don't back down. Notice what he says in verse 5. He says, but watch. Thou in all things. That word watch is to be alert. He says, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. And he says, make full proof. Here it is. Of thy ministry. I just want to close with this thought right here. Each one in this room should have a ministry for the Lord Jesus Christ. And they can be so different and diverse. Not everybody's going to do the same thing here. But we should all have something that we are doing for Christ because of what He's blessed us with. And I'm grateful tonight as I look across this room and whoever might be listening in. I hope that you will let God stir you. Don't get slack. Don't let the fire get down. Even going into a week like VBS. You know, VBS is an exhausting week. But one thing I've noticed it in my own life, it gives me a stirring. I see young children come here excited about Jesus Christ. I see kids getting saved. I see people leading people to Christ for the first time. I see parents and ones coming on campus and just a whole lot of things that God is doing. It brings a stirring. It helps us get up and put ourselves forth and go out of our comfort zone. And I believe that's what Paul was telling Timothy. Timothy, get up. You go after it, buddy. God's with you. He's called you. He didn't call you to sit. He called you to serve. And don't be intimidated by your circumstances or your environment. Let God use you greatly. So may the Lord have His way in your life. You may ask tonight, Pastor, how do you know what your gift is? There are different ways to find that out. They do have these tests that you can take and you bubble in the different answers and whatnot. And there's various ones you can find online and whatnot. But here's the thing. And I'm not being critical of those tests. But the first thing you need to do, if you're not sure what it is, ask God to show it to you. He's the one that's given it to you. And He's the one that's going to show you. And what I would do is look at the list of the gifts, which we may study that, and then you'll see which one you are more prone to, one that you seem to be more inclined to do. You'll see that. God will show you. And then here's the thing that, and I'm going to close with this. Here's the thing we got to understand about this. It's just like an athlete. Now, listen, we know of some extremely talented athletes. I think of Stephon Curry and LeBron James just in the basketball, and there's some others that I could name, and we could go through football and talk about Tom Brady and others that are just excellent athletes. I think of even NASCAR, you know. It don't matter what sport it is, you got these professional athletes, and you know one thing about each and every one of them, they are talented. There's no doubt about it. They have been given a talent to be able to do those things well. But I will guarantee you, and if I'm wrong, you talk to me after the service and tell me about the exception. But I guarantee you, for every one of those athletes, there was much discipline, much practice, repetition, using it, whether it's throwing a football 1,000 times, I mean, whatever, whether it's shooting a hoop, shooting a 1,000 times a week, you go down the line, these guys that were talented, what they had been given, they knew they'd been given a gift, but they were not lazy about it. They worked on it and got better and better and better. And I want to tell you here tonight, God has given you a spiritual gift. And sometimes they might even change. The Holy Spirit can do that for different seasons of life. But here's what we got to understand tonight. You can't just let it sit. Let it develop. Say, God, put me in there. I want to serve. I want to let it be used for you in your glory. Whatever it might be. And I thank God that He will do that. Well, let's pray together. Father, thank you for again, the gift of the Holy Spirit and how He gives us to serve with power, to serve in different ways that completes the body of Christ and the mission of Christ. And Lord, I pray for perhaps even someone here tonight that may be discouraged. Maybe they are overwhelmed, like Timothy was. I just pray you'd touch them tonight, God. Put your hand on them and assure them that you're with them. They don't need to get slack. They don't need to fade away. Lord, I pray you'd help us all just to endure afflictions or to do what you've called us to do. And Lord, may we never be ashamed of our great King and Savior, Jesus Christ. And may we be full of power and love and temperance, Lord. Oh God, we pray you'd help us in this. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.